There's a little book in the sacristy, in most sacristies, it's called the Ordo. You perhaps know what the Ordo is, but what it is it's the directions for what you're supposed to do every day for the sacred liturgy. The Ordo lists what the feast day is, what the options are, what the readings for the day are, and the prayers that are prescribed or other alternatives. Today, there are mass prayers for the 34th week in ordinary time, but we're using the votive mass for Our Lady of Good Counsel and that. But the readings are for the day and so forth. And in the Ordo for today, it says the end of the year of grace 2017, because it's the end of the liturgical year, and really beginning with Vespers, first Vespers tonight, for the first Sunday of Advent, there's a new liturgical year. And I remember as whether it was a seminarian, I suppose, or a young priest, first noticing that little phrase in the Ordo, just for today, throughout the whole year, the end of the year of grace. And I think that a retreat is one of the great opportunities that we have to reflect, to take a few moments and think about things that perhaps we're not occupied with at other times. And I think it's a good moment for us to reflect on what are the graces of this year. What's happened to me? What's happened to you in the last year? And I think we can think of the good things, perhaps different situations at work or at home, our family. I recently was home at Thanksgiving time and baptized a grandnephew and so forth. That certainly was a grace in our family as a whole, but in particularly for his parents and their first child and so forth. And I think that when we think about all the different things that have taken place, we can't forget about the graces that sometimes come as crosses as well. What were the setbacks? What were the difficulties? What were the sorrows? Maybe the death of a loved one or a particular disappointment that we had as well. Because in some way, they also were invited to submit those to our Lord and allow his grace to touch them so they don't drag us down, but somehow we can rise from them. One saint that is a patron of mine, and I've read a lot about, is Saint Jose Maria Escrivá, the founder of Opus Dei, and he just lived in our own or in the 20th century, and so he used to sometimes he'd complain to God at the end of the day, saying, "You didn't give me any crosses today." He says, "How am I supposed to grow and increase in virtue if you don't give me any suffering, you don't give me any crosses?" I haven't gotten to that point yet. If I get to the end of the day and I don't have any crosses, I say, you're getting it great, God. Good work. Keep up. Let's try for a whole week, at least tomorrow." So he would be able to see the grace in the crosses and the setbacks because they caused him to cling to Christ more completely. They caused him to endure more perfectly and more lovingly, and so those things are part of the year of grace as well. And so, just very simply today, I invite you in this Mass to bring it all to the altar. Each Mass, we can bring all of our prayers, works, joys, and sufferings to our Lord each day, of course, in our morning offering, but in a special way in the Mass, and put them on the pattern, spiritually lay them on the pattern. Why? Because united to the offering of Jesus Christ, they can become the means of our salvation and the food that brings us to eternal life. United to the cross of Christ, our crosses and our joys, our efforts. I suspect that if, as we reflect, there are a whole lot of different things that we've done or tried to do in the past year. We don't know how they're bearing fruit, especially for teachers of young people. I taught high school and was a high school principal for a total of 13 years, and talk about delayed gratification. We don't always see the fruit of our work, but put it on the pattern. It's the offering that we make, and may it be perfected in the perfect love of Christ offered on this altar to the glory of the Father.